What's the difference? How different are men and women in regard to sexual drive and awareness of their sexuality? Over the years, I have collected over 40,000 questionnaires from clients which ask about their sexual history and sexual behavior. From the results of these questionnaires, it is apparent that almost all men masturbate, and many start at a very young age, 8 to 10. On the other hand, girls who masturbate begin much later, most often in late teens and early 20s. And over half the women we surveyed had never masturbated at all. The first heterosexual experiences reported by the men and women we surveyed took place at essentially the same ages, between 13 and 16. But their reports of that experience differed remarkably. Almost every man surveyed enjoyed his first heterosexual encounter, while most women reported finding it a disappointment. I believe at least part of this discrepancy lies in the reasons boys and girls engage in sex. For the most part, boys are motivated by a strong sex drive and a history of sexual responsiveness through masturbation, while girls do not come to that first encounter with much of a sexual history at all. Many do not know what to expect. A desire to be liked by their boyfriend or curiosity, what is the big deal about sex anyway, they ask, motivates them, but not the feeling of an urgent need for sexual gratification. This disparity in terms of sexual need and experience lies at the root of many marital problems, even in this day of supposed sexual liberation and enlightenment. Young men and women come together in marriage from opposite ends of the pole. He is more sexually experienced and motivated by strong desires. She is less, often much less experienced, less motivated, and sometimes naive. Furthermore, his experience is so visceral and almost automatic that he usually does not understand that most women must learn how to respond sexually, and he is not prepared to teach his bride how to enjoy her own sexuality. He just knows how much he loves it and assumes that what he enjoys must feel at least as good to her. Most young husbands discover the falsehood of that assumption before very long. They learn instead the frustrating truth that the wonderful sexual discoveries they have made seem much less meaningful to their brides. For many men, this becomes a source of unparalleled frustration. Entering marriage sexually unprepared. Although great strides have been made in the last 30 years in the areas of premarital sexual counseling and in the development of helpful literature for newly married couples, many men and women still encounter their marriage sexually unprepared. Men, of course, feel they are very prepared, but being ready for sex and being prepared to make love are two different things. Men experience sexual arousal and climax with relative ease. Precisely the opposite is true for the majority of women. Reports of heavy teenage sexual activity notwithstanding, my counseling experience has shown me that even sexually active women usually enter marriage having rarely experienced arousal or climax. Many of these women have never experienced a climax prior to marriage. Husbands often enter marriage assuming their wives have far more sexual sophistication than they have. Because they don't want to appear naive or lacking in sexual prowess, some wives don't level with their husbands. Instead, they act as though they truly experience sexual arousal and a climax when in fact they do not. Others endure sex as a duty. Many wives find sex with their husbands a catastrophic experience because they do not understand their own sexuality well enough to help their husbands make an appropriate sexual adjustment to them. Many otherwise compatible couples fail to find sexual fulfillment due to their own ignorance and deception.